This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, and I'm Vince Quinn. If you've been listening to the show for the past couple of weeks, I've been talking a lot about fan-controlled football. I just think the league is crazy and amazing, and it started tonight. And so we are lucky enough to have one of the quarterbacks from fan-controlled football joining us, TJ Edwards II. He was playing for the Beast tonight. TJ, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? You just played in one of the first games in the history of fan-controlled football. What was it like?
Yes, sir. Great experience. First, I just want to give a big shout-out to Guy, you know, for making this possible for me, giving me this opportunity. You know, I'm very much grateful. But I want to say a big shout-out to the FCF. They did a great job, man. I enjoyed the intro for every player. You know, I got to, you know, get my little time to shine. So I really enjoyed it. But great night, man. Great football going on. Something I'm excited for, you know, all the way to March 25th.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you're a quarterback, and usually all the game planning and strategy and coaches are going to tell you what plays to run, and you talk about all this stuff. What's it like going into a game where fans are calling the plays for you?
Yes, sir. Well, actually, those guys are just the fans of what they're doing. They're clicking plays that we already have in our playbook. So the plays that the fans are choosing, that's in our playbook. That's what we go over throughout the week. You know, those are the plays that's in our playbook. So, you know, it's not too bad. Like I said, all it is we have just to adjust to, you know, different play calls and different situations and scenarios. So, not too bad. The fans didn't do a bad job tonight. Kind of got us that win. So, appreciate to those guys.
Okay. And, yeah, you guys do get the win, so you start the season 1-0. And now for you, so here's the interesting thing with this league. For the people that don't know with fan-controlled football, there's a draft every week. So you're going to be back in the pool next week, TJ, odds are. So why should people be drafting TJ Edwards?
Yes, sir. Well, as you can see, just with the limited snaps that I had, man, I'm a playmaker, man. I know I did a little bit of running tonight. I know you guys seen a little bit of running tonight, but I'm glad I got that passing touchdown in just to, you know, show you guys that, you know, I'm a complete player. I can run it. I can throw it, but I can throw it mostly, though. That's where my bread and butter is. So, hopefully, you know, next week, because, you know, I only did four days worth of practice, but only two of those days I was actually able to get out there and be with the guys. So that's kind of the reason why I limited my snaps. But next week I'll have a full load of practice, you know, full load of practice film. And, you know, people on Twitch are able to watch me throughout the whole week. So hopefully, you know, it works in my favor for draft day.
All right, so we're talking with TJ Edwards II, who is a quarterback in fan-controlled football. They had their first game tonight. It's been a couple of years in the making. And so for TJ, now that you've been down there for a couple of days, you're just getting the feel. I mean, what's it like? All you guys are in on this big, crazy experiment on the ground floor. What's it like down there?
Man, it's great. So how they got it is everything is done in the bubble. We're all out here in the Hilton. Everything's taken care of here. Only time we leave the bubble is when we go to practice or game day. So everything we eat our meals, we watch film, Anything that you could think of that the athletes would be doing throughout their season, that's what we're doing all in the bubble. And then, again, like I said, only time we leave is for practice. So it's kind of challenging just because, you know, some guys probably want to get out and, you know, tour Atlanta like me. I'm from Dallas, Texas, first time being out here. So, you know, I love to see the city, but, you know, that's not the plan right now. So, you know, just rolling with the punches, you know, enjoying this experience. And, you know, big shout out to FCF. They're taking care of it.
So let me ask you this, because one of the things that's fun about this is there's celebrity ownership, right? So you played for the Beast this week. Marshawn Lynch, one of the owners. Now, I don't know if you got to see, because you're probably getting ready for the game, but he was doing commentary on the first game, and he was, let's say he was using colorful language. He was using all sorts of colorful language on the broadcast. It was hilarious, by the way. Okay. But then he talked about for about 20 minutes, and I'm not kidding about this. He would regularly, like every other minute, he would bring up the idea that he wanted to play tonight, and then I saw a picture of him suited up. So, like, did you see any of that? What was your experience with Marshawn tonight?
Yeah, so as soon as Marshawn stepped foot inside of the locker room for everyone to see him, he was suited up head to toe. So he didn't have his helmet on, but he had his pants on, and he had his shoulder pads on with his jersey on. So. He looked like he was going to definitely go out there. I mean, I was pumped. I'd love to have him in the backfield with me, but he didn't get to play today. All he did was, you know, be up there with the boss men up at the top. So, but he did come down and give us some words of encouragement, try to get us pumped up for the game. And, you know, as you can see, that got us that win. So, we were big shout out to Vic Marshawn.
All right, well, there you go. And, hey, TJ Edwards getting his first game in with the FCF as they start the season. Happy for you to get it going, and good luck to you during the year. And maybe I'll be drafting you this week. We'll see.
Yes, sir. Big shout out, man. No, TJ Edwards, number 12 quarterback. Like I said, I got a lot of more in my bag, man. I got a lot of more, you know, that I haven't pulled out yet. So, you know, that was just a little glimpse of what I can do. Like I said, didn't have all the full reps as well. So, if I get those one reps, you guys draft me early. I get those one reps, man. Yeah, you guys can see what I can do with the ball in my hands. You know, more Jordan than like I was as a backup. So, you know, pick TJ Edwards, quarterback 12.
Well, there you go. We'll be drafting you in the next couple of weeks here, TJ. It's been fun, and have a good time down there.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.